Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis. Samach Beis, the last word, Gufa. As we had discussed in our previous shir, we have Rav Ami's opinion. Amar Rav Ami, Ziva Fakita Venitzach Balam Echad. If somebody did various acts of Avodah Zarah in one halama, one state of unawareness, the loch is En Chayv Al Achas. He's only Chayv one carbon chatas, Fidir B'Shagik. Actually, there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. If the gears of our Gemara is precise, Rashi says it's very precise because hishtachava, as we've been learning, is not mentioned. Because as we discussed in great length in our previous year, the Torah does single out hishtachava, and the Gemara explained there are two ways of understanding why hishtachava was singled out. Is it l'chalik? Or is it l'lav? If we're going to say that it's l'chalik, then Rav Ami is clearly incorrect, because then it means that for every act you have a separate karma chatas. It must be that according to Rav Ami, hishtachava is a different type of avoida, a different form of worship than all the other forms of worship. And therefore explains Rashi, and Tosfos concurs, that even if Rav Ami holds that Zivach v'kita v'nisach behalam echad is ein achayev ala achas, Rav Ami will agree that hashtachava should be kept separate. And therefore, according to Rav Ami, if somebody did Zivach v'kita v'nisach v'shtachava behalam echad, he'd be chayev two chatos. However, there are Rishonim to take exception with that, because if that is indeed Rav Ami's opinion, Rav Ami should have made that point. Says the Gemara, Omar Abai, my Tamid Rav Ami. What is the basis of Rav Ami's opinion? Amakra, the pasuk says loisa avdeim. I saw two pshatim this. Rashi seems to learn that the entire statement of loisa avdeim is superfluous to teach us this halacha. Other rishonim say that the Torah didn't have to say loisa avdeim with a mem at the end of the word. The Torah could have just said loisa avid to teach us a kos of osam kulam avodachas. All of them are considered one act. And if somebody did all of these acts in one halama, he's only chayv one carbon chattis. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Abaya Hochi. Is this indeed the opinion of Abaya? Amar Abaya, Sholosh Shtachavos, Bavoit Chavim Lama. What did the Torah have to say? And Rashi identifies the three places that you're not allowed to bow down to Avodah Zarah to teach us. Achas L'Kedarka, that Shtachavos, Osir, if that is the normal way of worshipping the Avodah Zarah. V'achas, to teach us that even if it's Shloi Kedarka, it's not the normal way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped. Yuchayiv. V'achas L'chalik. And the third time is to teach us that Yuchayiv is separate Karban Chattas for each time you do the Avodah. Answers the Gemara, L'r Dvar of the Rav Ami Kamar, he was speaking to Rav Ami, however, V'leilai Svirlai, he himself does not hold away. Rav Ami indeed holds that it's not for that purpose. In Yechayev, only one. Abaya disagrees personally with Rav Ami, and he holds that indeed for every avoid the Yechayev is separate carbon chattis. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, Omer Abaya Shtolosh Hishtachavos B'Havod Chavim Lama. What does the Torah say the Isser of Hishtachavos three times? Achas l'kedarka, one if that's the way the Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped. V'achas l'kedarka, where it's not normally worshipped that way. V'achas l'chalik, that every act has its own karma chattis. Ask the Gemara l'kedarka, to teach us if that's the normal way that the Avodah Zarah is worshipped. If somebody worships it b'shogig that way, he'll be chayv a karma chattis. I don't need the fact that the Torah singled out Hishtachava to teach us that. Me'echa yavdu ha-goyim ha-eilu nafka. The Torah says, Eichu yavdu ha-goyim ha-eilu as a heyem, ve'evakein gam oni, to teach us that if somebody worships the Avodah Zarah the same way everybody else does, he's chayiv. Says the Gemara, it modifies what Rabbi Ayah said. Rather, El achas l'kedarka v'shloi kedarka. The first situation is where This is an Avodah Zarah that's worshipped in a respectful manner. However, it's not worshipped by bowing down. And the Torah teaches us that if you bow down to the Avodah Zarah, you're chayif. V'achash loyka darka. The next case is where you have an Avodah Zarah, and we discussed, and we will discuss further, Avodah Zarah that's actually worshipped in a degrading fashion. And the Pasuk is teaching us that even though this is an Avodah Zarah that's normally worshipped in a degrading manner, and here you bow down. So by bowing down, you have 2 points. Number one, you're worshipping it in a respectful manner, and you're also worshipping it in not the regular way it's worshipped. Still tells us the Torah that you're chayiv. So the obvious question is, if you're chayiv by shaloi kedarka, certainly you'll be chayiv by kedarka v'shaloi kedarka. The answer the Rishonim give is very obvious. If I only had one pasuk, I would say that when are you chayiv? When you did it l'kedarka v'shaloi kedarka. But what you worshipped it, Rachman al-Tzlon, shaloi kedarka, which has two deficiencies. Number one, you worshipped an Avodah Zarah in a respectful manner, which this is an Avodah Zarah that's normally worshipped in a degrading fashion. And furthermore, you did it by bowing, which it's not normally done. Maybe you won't be chayif. That's why I say that's why the Torah teaches us the first pasuk is teaching us kedarka v'shaloi kedarka. To leave the second pasuk for shaloi kedarka. The third pasuk is the chalik that for every act you chayif a separate carbon chatas. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamakabla la belaha, if somebody accepts Avodah Zarah as a god, ha'oimalai eli ata. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Rav. Kivan shamalai eli ata, as soon as he says to Avodah Zarah, you are my god, chayif, yechayif. Ask the Gemara, exactly what was Rav trying to teach us? Ilik tala, if he's trying to teach us that that's considered oivin Avodah Zarah, and yimachuyiv misa, ask the Gemara Masnisanhi, that's our Mishnah. What's Rav coming to teach us? Ask the Gemara El Karban, Filer Rabbanan, to teach us that if somebody does this, he's chayiv shoygig, he's chayiv a karban chatas. Ask the Gemara in the beginning of Masech the Krisis teaches us, V'tanya, Ela, Eino chayiv, you're not chayiv for Oyver Avodah Zarah, Ela al dovish yesh b'maisa, when you did something with an action, going zibuch v'kita v'nisach v'shtach avah, which involve action. V'omer Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish, in explaining that braisa, says, man tana, hashtach avah, who's the tana that holds that you chayiv karban chatas for hashtach avah? Who's that chayiv? Who's that tana? Rabbi Kiva. It only represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who holds that you chayiv a karban chatas loy bina maisa, even if you didn't do an act. Mechlal, obviously, Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and they say bina maisa. So the Gemara's question is as follows. If the Rabbanan hold, according to Reish Lakish's interpretation, that if you bow down to Avodah Zarah, it's not considered enough of a maisa that you should be mechuy of a karban chatas if you did so b'shagig, certainly, if you just said Eli Ata, which is less of an act, you should not be chayav karban chatas. So ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi be telling us that according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, you chayav karban chatas if you said Eli Ata? If the Rabbanan say you're not chayav karban chatas when you bow down to Ravoy the Zorah because it's a lav shame by Maisa, certainly you're not going to be chayav karban chatas just for saying Eli Ata. Answers the Gemara, Ki kama Rav, when did Rav say the one is chayav karban chatas for saying Eli Ata? Rabbi Kiva kama. He was only saying it according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Indeed, according to the opinion of Rabbanan, given that it's a lav shem b'maisa, you would not be chayav karban chatas. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva pshita, hayin megadif. Just like Rabbi Kiva says at the beginning of Masech Tikrisis, that if somebody Rachman Litzlan is Mavarach as Hashem b'shoigeg, he's chayav karban chatas, why should saying Eli Ata be any different? Answers the Gemara. So what do I need Rav to teach it to us? Answers the Gemara. Ma'adatema, at kan lo'kai Rabbi Kiva karban, El b'magadif. Only by magadif where Rabbi Akiva says somebody's chayav karmachatis if he did it b'shoyig. Why? Because the Torah clearly indicated that if he did it b'meza d'ksibay karis, he'd be chayav karis. And the halach is that whatever you do in Aveira, b'meza d'chayav karis, b'shoyig y'chayav karmachatis. Aval hocha. Regarding saying Eli Ato, the likes of Bekaris, where the Torah never explicitly says that if somebody does such an act, Hibli Chayiv Karis, Emeloi, perhaps even Rabbi Kiva will agree that if you did it Bishoigig, if you said Eli Ato Bishoigig, you won't be Chayiv, a Karban Chatos, Kamash Malon. That's why Rav had to teach us that Rabbi Kiva will hold that if you say Eli Ato, you Chayiv Karban Chatos. Why? The skushi iskish. Because Rabbi Kiva says that the halacha of Eli Ato and the halacha of Megadif travel together. The ksiv, v'yishtach v'loy, v'yizbich v'loy, v'yoymu. So they travel all together. It's interesting to make a very important observation. Even though we have now, and we will discuss it again later in our shir, that by lav shein by maisa, you're not chayiv, a carbon Chattas, and you may not even be Chayiv Karis, Misa has nothing to do with that. And therefore, certainly, as our Mishnah said, taught us, if somebody said Eli Ato to an Avodah Zorah, the Mezid, with Edim and Asra, there's no concept that it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, and he will be Mechuyiv Misa's Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Imole Vav Shebe'alucha, if not for this extra letter Vav in the word Shalucha, after Klai Yisrael did the Aveira of erecting the eagle, they said, Eilo el hecha Shalucha Mitzrayim. Halucha has that Vav, Losh Rabim. V'schai v'shoim Shisrael Kliya. If not for that word, Klai Yisrael would have been Chas v'shoim destroyed. However, by saying Halucha, saying Losh Rabim, what did they mean? What they meant was, it's not they themselves. It wasn't just the eagle that they were claiming saved them. It was the eagle together with God, which is a new concept, which is a concept of shituf. And the Gemara is teaching us that, this posh pshat in the Gemara, we'll go further in a moment, that shituf is not considered full-fledged avodah zarah, and that's why they weren't chayav misa. Not to say that shituf is mutter, chalila. What I'm saying is that it doesn't have the same level of seriousness. Says the Gemara, actually, and again, this posh pshat in the Gemara, ketanoi. This question is a machloikas tanoim. Because acherim omrim, the opinion of the acherim is, il molei vav shebalucha, if not for that vav, v'schai v'rishayim sheyisrael kliya. It's only because they have that vav, and with a situation of shituf, that made the aveira a little less. Amalei Rav Shimon ben Yochai says to Rav Shimon ben Yochai to him, "V'loy kolam shatav shem shemayim v'dava echar nekem an oilam." So Rav Shimon ben Yochai's argument against the Achayim is exactly as we've been learning. What are you saying that it was only shituf and shituf is not that serious? Chas v'sholem. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Bilti l'Hashem levadoi," and shituf is full fledged davar d'zara. Claims Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Ella, what matam alei mashalucha? So how did they get saved? If Shituf is considered full-fledged Avodah Zarah, Shiva Lahos Harbe, they wanted a lot of gods. So this is a very difficult Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is claiming that Shituf is not a reason to be more lenient. What is the reason to be more lenient? Evil Lahos Harbe. What does Evil Lahos Harbe mean? So the Shailos Yaivitz explains, Evil Lahos Harbe means that they understood and agreed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchei Melochim. Is the Elokei Elokim. They just felt that he gave over the running of the world to lieutenants. And the eagle was one of those lieutenants. That, argues Rav Shimon ben Yochai, is not full-fledged Avodah Zarah, because they still believe God is the God. And that's why they weren't destroyed. That's Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara. There's another Mahalach in the Gemara, which actually will become clearer in the Tosfos and Amud Beis, that is Shituf also to Bnei Noach. And that was the machloikis with the Tanakam saying that Shituf is not also to Bnei Noach, and he holding that it is also to Bnei Noach. Aval, we learned in the Mishnah, Hamagafav Amnashim, Chavav Amarabitz, says the Gemara, Ki Osir Avdimi Amar Beloza, Akulam Loika, for all acts of worshipping Avodah Zarah, one gets Malkus, Chutz Ma'anoida B'Shmoy V'Makayim B'Shmoy, except for somebody who makes a Neder. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ishta Anoida B'Shmoy V'Makayim B'Shmoy D'Loy Loki, why does one not get Malkus? D'Lahav Lav Shemim Ma'isa, it's considered Lav Shemim Ma'isa. Ask the Gemara, Hani Nami, all of these other acts, even though they're not in the category of Lav Shemim Ma'isa, for which one does not get Malkus, they should have a different reason that one doesn't get Malkus. Because they're in the category of Lav Sheva Klausu. And as the Gemara is going to speak about Lav Sheva Klausu in a moment, where the Torah says an Isser that includes many different rules, it's considered a Lav Sheva Klausu that we're going to learn a Masech the Malkus, one doesn't get Malkus for. Vein Leutgen, a Lav Sheva Klausu. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Nein Leuchel, Menem Behema, Koidem Shetetzi Nafshei. Shubalai Sesei, if somebody eats a part of the animal before the animal expired, how do we know that he's over alive? Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, Loisoich Laladam. Just to explain this thing, as we've learned previously in this parak, there's an Isser of Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai means that you took off a part from the animal when the animal is alive. That's not this Pasuk. Eva Menachai is a different Isser. Here we're talking about you killed the animal, you shechted the animal. But while the animal is still mefarches, it isn't completely dead, you take and you eat a piece of the meat, that's a new Isser of Loisoich Laladam. Dav Acher, another din that we learn from Loisoich Laladam. Loisoich Laladam, Loisoich Basar Vadayim B'Mizrach. If somebody brings an animal as a carbon and the blood has not yet been sprinkled, you may not eat from the meat of the animal. Rav Dais Yomer, a different halacha. Menayin Shemavrin al Haruge Bezdin. The halacha is that if somebody becomes a Ovel Rachman al Tzlan, when he comes home from the Levaya, he served the Sudas Havra, other people bring him a meal. How do we know that that's not done if the relative was killed by Bezdin? Tamloim lo soich laladam. Many poskim suggest that it's only the Pharesia that they don't eat the Sudas Havra. Privately, they do eat a Sudas Havra. Others say that they don't eat at all, because that's part of the kapara process for this person. How do you know if Sanhedrin kills someone? They may not eat anything that day. So I saw a tshuva from Rav Yosef, makes a number of points. Here, first of all, there's a ritva. Let's say the Rishonim first. Ritva says that when may Bezdin not eat? Only after Bezdin gives the sentence. Until they sentence him to death, they're allowed to eat. One. Rav Yosef says the Gemara is pointing out, Loisoich Laladam, you're not allowed to eat. But drink, the Gemara isn't saying you're not allowed to drink. And that's one of the reasons he says that the Pasuk of Loisoich Laladam is one of the Pasuk that teaches us, Loisoich Lu Atcha Tespalu Al Dimchem, that you're not supposed to eat before you're davening. And again, it's only Loisoich Lu, but drinking is permitted before. Which, you know, is a big shaila. Davar Acher, Ashar Leben Tzorim Menayim. How do we know that one is not allowed to become Ben Tzorim Meru? Tamalim Loisoich Laladam. As we're going to learn in the next parak, Ben Tzorim Meru, when is a person, Rachman Tzlan, identified as a Ben Tzorim Meru, when he eats what he's not supposed to eat in not the proper way? Vomo, Rav Oven Bar Chia. So the Gemara just listed many different rules that are all extrapolated from the Pasuk of Loisoich Laladam. So Amar of Avin Bar Chia, Vitemer of Avin Bar Kahana, Akulam Ein Eloika. For all of these halachas, one would not get Malkus. Why? Shum Davalei Lash Beklos. So many different rules are learned from the same Pasuk, and we don't give Malkus under such a circumstance. So ask the Gemara, the same thing should be that we learned all these different acts are also by Avodah Zarah from the same Pasuk. It should remain a Lash Beklos. And as Rishonim go on to explain why they consider different rules, they're all just different forms of Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Ramban asked the question, and Ramban answers because the Pasuk teaches us both with Kedarka, as we spoke about earlier in our Shir, and Shloi Kedarka, if one worships Avodah Zarah, is considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So it's two totally different categories. It should be considered a Lav Sheva Klalos. Elak Asu Ravin Amar Ablazer. Indeed, Akulan Ein Eloika, you don't get malchus because it's a lav shebeklolus. Chutz min anoyd b'shmoy, b'mekayim b'shmoy. Ask the Gemara, Mashna hanach de loylaki, why are we saying for all the other actions you don't get malchus? To have a lav shebeklolus. But ask the Gemara, noyd b'shmoy, b'mekayim b'shmoy has a different reason why you shouldn't get malchus. Hani nami lav she'ein b'maisen ninhu. Answers the Gemara, Hahu, he is following the opinion of Yehuda, Dama, Lav She'em B'maisi Lo'ken Lov. Therefore, Lav She'em B'maisi, you did get Malchus. Where do we see that Yehuda holds that you get Malchus for Lav She'em B'maisi? The Tanya, the Pasuk says regarding the Karban Pesach, Lo'isosirim and Adboiker, you may not leave over any of the Karban Pesach till the next morning. Says Rabbi Yehuda, but the Pasuk says, Va'noisim and Adboiker, if you do leave over, it should be burnt. Ba kosef litet es achalaisa say the Torah by saying ba'esh tesroifu teaches us loymar shein loyken alav div Reb Yehuda. That's Reb Yehuda's opinion. Reb Yaakov says there's a different reason why if somebody left over some of the Karban Pesach he wouldn't get malchus. Loymar shein huzeh. It's not because it's a lav hanitik minasei and mashum to have a lav shein v'maisa. And there's a rule to call lav shein v'maisa ain loyken alav. Mechlal, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Yaakov. Because Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rabbi Yaakov, obviously leaving over part of the Karban Pesach is a lav shem emaisa, you don't get malchus. Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to look for another reason? It must be because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to the concept that for a lav shem emaisa you don't get malchus. What is the reason you don't get malchus? Only because it's lav in the Tukah. Say, Rabbi Yehuda saw for lav shem emaisa you like it a lot. Why don't you get malchus for a lav hanitik lasei? So I saw two explanations in the Rishonim. One explanation I saw in the Rishonim is because the model that the Torah uses for where you get Malchus is the Lav of Chasima, Loisachs Meshah B'Dishai. That's where the Torah teaches us Malchus. And since Loisachs Meshah B'Dishai is not a Lav Hanitik Lasei, so only a Lav which is similar to Chasima where you get Malchus. Lav Hanitik Lasei is not similar to that Lav, and that's why you don't get Malchus. Another explanation is as follows. What does the essay accomplish? The essay accomplishes that if you do what the Torah says, let's use our example, that if you burn the nicer, you no longer have a lav. You corrected your lav. So if you didn't do a lav, you don't deserve to get malchus. Said the Mishnah, Hanoi de Bishmoy Valkai Mishmoy, Hareza Lebisase. Ask the Gemara, Hanoi de Bishmoy Valkai Mishmoy, Menolon, that it's considered a license. The Tanya of Shem Elohim Loisachirim Loisachiru. Shlayoyim Adam Lechaveroi. A person shouldn't say to someone else a very important halacha. Shmali B'tzad Avodas Kacham Plainus. He shouldn't use a base Avodah Zorah. He shouldn't use an Avodah Zorah as a frame of reference. I'll meet you in front of the base Avodah Zorah. You're not allowed to mention the Avodah Zorah's name. Very big machlokes Rishonim. Clearly, the Gemara says explicitly that you're not allowed to use the Avodah Zorah as a frame of reference. But what about, are you allowed to mention a base Avodah Zorah without using it as a frame of reference? Some Rishonim say, of course. Just to mention the base Avodah Zorah is certainly awesome. Others say, no. Only when you're using it as a frame of reference do you give it importance. And that's why it shouldn't be mentioned. But just using it in passing is meaningless and you could say it. The halacha is that you shouldn't say the name Avodah Zorah. Continues the Gemara, the Braisa says, Lo yishama apicha, shlo yidu b'shmoy, v'lo yikayim b'shmoy, v'lo yigroim l'cheirim sh'yidru b'shmoy. You shouldn't cause other people to say in neder with Avodah Zorah, or yikayim b'shmoy, or swear with Avodah Zorah. Dover acher, lo yishama apicha, ashar l'meisis l'mediach. Meisis is when somebody tries to influence an individual to worship an Avodah Zorah. Mediach is when he tries to influence a town. Ask the Gemara, Mesis, Behedik Sebe. A Mesis, the Torah says clearly, V'ko Yisrael Yishma V'yiro. Ella modifies the Gemara, Let's Hara L'mediach. V'lo Yigru L'cheirim, Shidur B'shmoy, V'kayim B'shmoy, Mesaila L'avu D'shmul. This is a raya to the father of Shmuel, Dom Avu D'shmul, Oslo Adam Shiyasa Shutfas of Avik Chavim. A person is not allowed to become a partner with a Akum, because there's a concern that they may get into a dispute and he's going to have to make a shvur. avodas kachavim shloi, and then who will he use when he makes a shvua? His avodah zara. V'tayra amra lo yishama al picha. So Tosfos quotes a very interesting machlokes rishonim. Tosfos says that our Gemara says you're not allowed to become a partner with Akum, because down the road you may get into a dispute with him, and when you get into a dispute with him, he may make a shvua for avodah zara. So certainly, says Tosfos, quoting the Rashbam, that if somebody has a sichsuch, somebody has a dispute with an akum, he's not allowed to get into a situation that he's going to make a shvua, because he's certainly going to mention his avodah zara. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, because Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. Our Gemara is referring to a situation where you want to get into a partnership. So the Gemara says, don't get into such a partnership where you could end up having a problem where the akum is going to mention the avodah zara. But in the case where you already have the problem, and you have no other way of resolving it without a shvua, it's mutter. And Tosfos goes on to say, we don't really have, this Tosfos is already in his time, because Tosfos says, we really don't have to worry about the Akum mentioning the Avodah Zarah when they make a shvua. Why? Tosfos says two reasons. One reason Tosfos says is the fact that they mentioned their Avodah Zarah during the Shvua, Tosfos says, is just because that's the habit, that's the way they talk, but they don't really believe in the Avodah Zarah. It's just part of their language. That's one thing Tosfos says already in his time. Another thing Tosfos says is that even the Goyim who worship other religions, it's not that they don't believe in God. It's just a concept of Shituf. And Tosfos says, this is the Tosfos I referred to earlier, Tosfos says that Shituf is not Osir by Ben Noach. Shituf is only Osir by Ben Yisrael. Many Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. And they say that Shituf is considered Osir, even by Akum. There's a very interesting opinion, which is actually the opinion of the Prima Godim, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Noach Behuda, that say as follows. Shituf is certainly a Avodah Zarah for an Akum, and Shituf is also to an Akum. Only regarding this specific halacha of Shvuah is Tosfos saying that Shituf is not a problem. But Avada, even a Goy, is not allowed to believe in Shituf. So now the question is, if a Goy is not allowed to have Shituf, or if we certainly don't want a Goy to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah, so why is there no problem with Lifnei Evil Esita Mitzvah? So there are a number of answers. One answer is, it's not the time for today, Shir, is if there's Bechlal a question of Lifnei Evil Esita Mitzvah by Akum, if there's such an Isser on their Zayim Mitzvahs. Furthermore, it's not for sure that he's going to mention his Avodah Zarah, or that he has any belief in the Avodah Zarah. And Lifnei Evil Esita Mitzvah, you're only transgressing when it's certain that he's doing an Avera, not when it's only a question. Says the Gemara. Kios Ula, Bos Beklumbay. When Ula came, he said he slept in Kalmbay. Amle Reva, when Ula came, he slept in the city Kalmbay. Amle Reva, when Reva met Ula, he asked him, Vehechi Basmar, where did you sleep? Amle Bekalmbay, I slept in Kalmbay. Amle, Viksiv, Vishem Elohim Acherim, Loisaskiru. So how could you mention the city Kalmbay? It's the name of Avodah Zarah. Amale, so he responded. Hach Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Avodas Kechavim Haksuv B'Tayra. If there's a name of Avodah Zarah, but the name of that Avodah Zarah is mentioned by the Torah, Mutal Haskeshma, then there's no issa to mention its name. Why? So two explanations. One is we don't have to be firmer than the Torah. So if the Torah mentions the name, we can mention the name. Not pshat, a little more of a chassidish pshat. Is the Torah, by mentioning the name of the Avodah Zarah, by putting that name in the Torah, it takes out the koyach hatoma of that name, and therefore that name doesn't represent something that we should avoid. Ask the Gemara, where does the Torah use the name Kalmbay? The Ksiv, Kara Bal Kras Navay. Ask the Gemara, Viloi Ksiva. So are you saying that if the name of David the Zohar is not mentioned in the Torah, Loi, you may not mention that name. Masra Misharashia, Asra Misharashia. a word of introduction. We've said it many times. If somebody says, sees a Riya Zov, one Riya, he's Tamei. For that day, goes to the mikveh and he's fine. Two Riyas, he has to have Zayin Nekiyim. Has to wait 7 days without any emissions of a Zov. Three Riyas, so if those three Riyas were done in three separate days, that's the simplest case, then he's also required Zayin Nekiyim, and he's going to have to bring a carbon. Says the Mishnah, Ra'achas Merubah. If you saw one long emission, which is as long as three emissions would take, Shalish, which is the amount? How much time is that? Says the Mishnah. Says the Shehi, Kimigadjin L'Shila, which is the amount of time it takes to walk from Megadjin L'Shiloi, Shein Shtei Tevilos V'Shnei Sibugim, which is the amount of time that a person would go to the mikveh twice and dry himself, that is considered as if he saw three Riyas and a raise a Zev Gomer. And we first make a very interesting observation. We said that there's a case where somebody saw two Riyas and there's a case where somebody saw three Riyas. The only nafkamina is if you have to bring a carbon. Say to Mefarshim, for two, to be considered two Riyas, it's only two Riyas if there were two separate emissions. Three Riyas are more chomer than two Riyas, then not only do you have to bring a carbon after three Riyas, but three Riyas, it could be considered a case of three Riyas if it was a long emission, the amount of time to walk from Magdiel to Shiloh. From Megadjin to Shiloh. But the Gemara's question is that the name Megadjin is the name of Avodah Zarah. So how could he mention that name? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Gad. The base of the name Megadjin is the Avodah Zarah Gad. And that's Michtav Kosev. It's mentioned in Nach and Yeshaya, the Ksiv, Ha'orchem L'Gad Shulchan. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Nachman, Kol L'Tzinusa Asira. A person's not allowed to be lax and make jokes. A Moshev Leitzim, Lo Yoshev, Dovra Melech begins to heal him. Chutz Militzinosu Davaj Kechavim, the Sharia. The Ksiv, Koraba Christ, Novoi, Korsu Kor Yachtav, Lo Yochle Malach Masa. That they couldn't move because they had so much waste in the system. The Ksiv, Dabra Lo Eglis Base Oven, Yiguru Shach and Shimran, Kiloch ki oval olav amoy the kamrav olav yegiloi al kvoidoi ki galam imenu atak kvoidoi don't call it that it's covered al kvoidoi it's heavy from all the waste in its system. So the Mefarshim explain that when the Gemara says kol itznasa yisuru chutz melevanas kachavim, it's not to say that one, if he wants, is allowed to make litzonis from avodah zarah, because in halacha, in the Torah, there's no such a thing as maybe, yes or no or maybe. Either you're supposed to do it, or you're not allowed to do it. I saw from Cheska Levenstein that what our Gemara is teaching us is that our attitude towards Avodah Zarah is not just to be an attitude that, alright, has nothing to do with us. We have to recognize the incorrectness of Avodah Zarah. How do we come to recognizing that? By making litzonis, by identifying that it's meaningless. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yitzchak, Maidik Siv, Va'ata Yusiv Lachtu, V'yasla Masecha Mekisvam, Ketfunim Atzavim. My Ketfunim Atzavim, says the Gemara, Melamed, Shekol Echad Ve'echad Osu Demus Yirosai. Everybody made a small Avodah Zarah, U'menicha B'Kaisai, and would put it into his pocket, B'Shosh Zokra, and then when he would remember it, Metzia, Meteichekai, he would take it out of his pocket, Mechapkai U'menashkai. Says the Gemara, "My zoyfchei adam." Another pasuk, "A golem yishokin." Am Rav Yitzchak the Beir of Ami. Shai meshar se avodes kachavim. The priest of the avodah zarah. Noisem my name mebalim mamon. They used to do the following. They had the following trick. They used to see a person who was a wealthy individual. What they did was, umarivim es hagolem. They would purposely not give food to the calves. Voisim the mus atzavim. And then they would take a picture or make a sculpture of the face of the wealthy individual, and they would put that picture or that sculpture right next to the food, umetzin oisin l'chutz. So every time this animal, who was always hungry, got a little food, what did he see? The picture of this wealthy person. Kivin shiran oisin. So now when this wealthy person's walking in the street, and the animal sees this wealthy person, so this person represents the person that gives him to eat. Rotzim achreim, umesham shemem. They run right after this person. They're running after because they hope they're going to get something to eat. Armaloi. So what did the priest then say to this wealthy individual? Avoyz kechavim pas chavetz b'cha. The Avoyz Zara loves you. It's a great sign. Yavoy v'yiz b'atzmaloi. Go slaughter yourself for him. So Masha says two pshatim. One pshat is that the way it worked was that whoever got slaughtered for the name of Avoyz Zara, all of his fortune, the priest would inherit. So this is the way they got their hands on the money. Another pshat of Masha says, so now the priest told this person, okay, you have to let yourself be killed for the Avodah Zarah. You see, that's what he wants. But there's a way you could get off the hook. Pay us. And that's the way they got the money. I guess this is in the category of Litzunos of Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara if that's what the Pasuk means. Amar Rava, Hai Zoyfche Adam, Agol Mishokim, Agol Mishavach Rizbayach Admi Bailei. El Amar Rava, Kol Azoveich Es Benoy Laves Kechavim. Whoever would bring his son to Avodah Zarah, Amalai Darin Godl Hikrivlai, Yavav Ishiklai, he will now be given the right to kiss the Avodah Zarah. Amar Yudah Marav, the Pasuk says, Anshi Bavel Asa Asukas Banas. What is Sakas Banas? What is that Avodah Zarah? My new Tanagoylus, a hen. Vanshikus Asus Nargal, or my new Tanagoyl, a rooster. Vanshi Chamas also as a shima, or my new parcha karcha. Parcha karcha is a wool, is a sheep that doesn't have a lot of wool. For avin osu es navchon v'startach, says the Gemara, my ninhu, what are they? Kelef v'chamor. A dog and a donkey. V'safraim, sarf v'espenayim, be'ish la'damelech, Van Melech Elahais Parvim, Umay Ninhu, what were they? Haperet Vasus. A mule and a horse. Why they call that way? Adamelech is a mule. The Adelei Lamora Bettina, it carries baggages for its owner. That's what they used to use mules for. Van Melech, the Anilei Lamora Bekerba, so horses are what they used to ride on when they went to war. The Masha explains this Gemara, that Pered and Chamor represent two different concepts. Pered represents wealth. Like the Gemara says, they constantly, the Pered is a hard-working animal. And why does somebody work hard? Because he wants to amass wealth. The horse, as the Gemara says, was taken into war. It represents power. These are two different Avodah Zarahs. Some people worship money, and some people worship power. Says the Gemara, Af Chizkiah Melech Yehuda Bikish Ovis Lasis Lokein. Chizkiah's father wanted to bring him to Avodah Zarah, to burn him for Avodah Zarah. El Shesach Se'ima Salamandria. His mother smeared him with Salamandria, which is the blood of the salamander, which is a deterrent against fire. Amar Yehuda Merav, Yoidna Yisrov Avodah Kacham Shem Mamash. Kal Yisrael always knew that Avodah Zarah is meaningless. However, the only reason they worshipped Avodah Zarah, El Hatalam Larayis Beferesia. They knew that the way they'll be able to act immorally is by worshipping the Avodah Zarah. And here too I saw Gval de Gvart from Elio Deslin, the Melio. He says, the thing you have to worry about most in life, says Rav Dessler, is Pneus. People having different points, having different reasons for what they do. When somebody tells you that this is what he wants, you have to really make sure, and he has to make sure, is this really what he wants, or is this just a subterfuge for something else that he wants? Moser Mishashia asks Mishashia, Kizach b'nei mizbechaisam, the Pasuk says that they loved the Avodah Zarah like someone loves his son. Bar Belazar Adam Shesh like Guan Abnai, like somebody who wants his son, says the Gemara, that's Basa Defkabai. After they got accustomed to worshipping the Avodah Zarah, then they got very attached. But originally, how did they get attached to the Avodah Zarah? Because they just wanted a rayas. Says the Gemara, Toshma. The Pasuk says, V'nasati pigrecha v'pigre geluchem. Om el yod tzadikai machzer atapuche rosh b'shlaim. There were people who were swollen from malnutrition. Pamachs motzik tinuk shay tupe tapuach mutu ba'ashpa. He was malnutritioned, and he was laying in the garbage heap. Amalim eiz mishpachata. From which family do you come? Asks him Eliyahu Navi. Amalim mishpachas ploini ani. I come from this family. Amalai. So Eliyahu asks him, Klum nishtai mois mishpacha. Is there anybody left from that family? Amalai laf chutz mimeni. No one in this family is left besides me. Amalai. So Eliyahu Navi tells him, Im neimlam decha dovish at the chayba. If I'm prepared to teach you something that will give you life, at the lamed, are you prepared to learn? Amalai, hey, of course. Amalai, amor b'chol yoyim, I want you to say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Amalai, has, Shlo lahaske b'shem Hashem. I will never mention Hashem's name. Shlo lemda ovi v'imai. My parents never taught me this. Yad, immediately, this little child, nobody left from his family. Hoitzi Yurasoi Michekoi or Mechapkoi Menashkoi hugged it and kissed it. Achinifka Kresoi Venofel Yurasol Oritz Venofel Hu Alea. The Avodah Zarah fell on the ground and he fell on top of it. Shnemar Venofel Yurasol Venosti Begrecha Pigger Gulechem. So we see how attached Rachman and Slon Klaiso were today Avodah Zarah. Again, answered the Gemara Bosa Davikabah. There's a Gevalda Gevart from the Briskarov, which is really based on the Nefesh HaChayim from Ram Chaim Volozhiner. He says, what did Eliyahu say to him? I'm going to teach you something that will give you life, that will bring you all that tzlocha. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad brings all the success in life. Says the Briskarov, that when somebody is b'tzara, what he's supposed to do, he says b'shem Nefesh HaChayim, is have in mind that he only believes that everything is from Hashem. Hashem is the one that runs the world, and that will save him from all the tzaras. There are many stories that the Brisker Rav said over how during World War II he was very close to being in great danger, and he, as long as he had in mind, Ein Oid Melvadoi, we always have in mind that Hashem is our Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that brings us the greatest Hatzlacha.